Okay, we're recording. Today is Tuesday, December 27th, and I'm here with Miss Barbara Brown. Is that right?
Exactly.
All right, and she is here to talk to us about the Sycamore Hill Project. Is it okay that I'm recording you?
It is.
Okay. So, you actually grew up in this area, is that right?
I most certainly do.
Okay.
Yes.
Where was your house about?
All right. I was born on the corner of Reed and East First Street. And that was back in 1941. and that's about, I guess, about two or three blocks from here. And of course, I remember having to have to walk certain days to the church here. I've been a member of Sycamore Hill Missionary Baptist Church ever since I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And I would come to church every Sunday. That was just a rule in our house. To come to Sycamore Hill, whether it was raining, hail, and sleetless snowing, we came to church. And of course, on Sundays, we had three services at that time. We had Sunday school, the morning worship service, and what we called BTU. That BTU stood for Baptist Training Unit.
Okay.
So we had to do that every Sunday. And
That's
it was
great.
Just a joy.
That's great. And so were you actually born when you started, you lived in this house, was the first house you lived in?
It was, yes.
Okay.
First house.
And did you live here until the redevelopment happened?
I did. I went off to college in 1958. Okay. And came back and continued to live here and have been here ever since.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like us to know sort of about the area and the people who lived here?
No, I can remember and will forever remember, I guess, the little stores, little grocery stores or candy stores that we had. My aunt and uncle, Mr. and Mrs. Charles McGlone, owned a candy store on the corner of Coltance and East First Street. And I will forever remember going to just pay one penny for two or three pieces of candy. So that's just I can just remember that.
That's great.
Between coming to church here at Sycamore Hill and between going to the candy store was just my life.
That's great.
Which I enjoyed.
That's great. Do you have a sense of what people felt like when the community had to be moved?
Yes, it was really, it was just almost touching. When I say that, because we were just like one big happy family.
Yeah.
In this area. We could go from house to house. We wouldn't have to lock our doors. We would, at that time, could raise our windows up and wouldn't be afraid. And we just, and this where the village, it took a village to, as we said, to raise the children. And that's exactly what happened here. I could go from one corner to the other. And when I got back home, my mother knew where I'd been. And if I'd done anything wrong.
As she it should
know,
be.
She would know it before I get back home. And like I said, we just was just one big happy family. And we just enjoy that.
That's great.
And it just made a difference in our lives.
That's wonderful.
And so when we had to separate, it just took a toll on some of us.
Yeah.
Of course, some of us now, we still keep in contact, which is a good thing. When we see somebody now, we say from downtown, we just light up.
Yeah.
We just enjoy that.
That's amazing. Yeah, and I think that's the big thing for letting the community who didn't realize that this was a neighborhood and a whole community be aware of the history
That's
of it.
That's exactly right.
That's
exactly
great. Right. That's great. Well, before I start recording, anything else you'd like to add or anything?
No, I can't think of anything else. I just wish those days would come back.
Yeah. Well, we just appreciate you participating so much, and I'm going to stop recording and let you take your photo and get out of this wind a little bit. Okay.